MBA Jobs and Life at the Chicago Booth MBA. Hello and welcome. Thanks for joining me for this, the 158th episode of Admissions Straight Talk, the podcast dedicated to graduate admissions and helping you approach the application process thoughtfully and successfully. I'm Linda Abraham, the founder of Accepted and the host of this podcast. My mission and passion is to help you get to that delightful instant when you can jump up and down shouting, yes, I'm in, and not only in, but in at the best program for you. I have a wonderful interview ahead of us. I'm joined today by the co-founders of Transparent MBA, Mitch Kirby, Alyssa Jaffe, and Kevin Marvinak, who are also all students at Chicago Booth. Mitch graduated from Princeton with a degree in molecular biology and then worked in the health practice at Booz. Alyssa went to the University of Wisconsin studying marketing and Spanish and then worked for the advisory board in marketing and sales for about 5 years. And Kevin, after earning his bachelor's in finance and Latin American studies at Notre Dame, pursued his love of wine and worked for the Gallo Winery. They all met at Chicago Booth, and we're going to hear the rest of their story from then. Mitch, Alyssa, and Kevin, welcome to Admissions Straight Talk.
Hey, great to be here.
Really excited. Thanks so much.
Pleasure to have you. Now, can we start just for a really basic question. Mitch, what is Transparent MBA?
Yeah, so Transparent MBA is a way for MBA students to anonymously share and view compensation and satisfaction information for firms that recruit MBAs.
Okay, and well, I'll get to the question that comes to mind immediately, but I'll get to that a little bit later. Now, I know you're all co-founders. What is each of your roles at Transparent MBA?
Yeah, so my role is on the product side, so building out the entire product. I'm a full-stack Ruby on Rails developer, so I've been working to kind of take the product from initially an idea to kind of a full-fledged product. I'll let Alyssa talk about what she's doing.
So this is Alyssa. My role is more on the B2B side, so I work with corporations to really understand their needs in both the recruiting space as well as data collection and think about the scalability of the business.
Great.
So this is Kevin. My role is primarily on the user side, so all the way from pure top-of-funnel stuff, user acquisition, all the way down to user retention and engagement.
Sounds good. All right, so now I have a better idea whom to direct questions to. Mitch, how did Transparent MBA come into being?
Yeah, so basically what happened is I'm a second year at Booth, and I came back from my summer and was still kind of unsure about what career path I wanted to choose. And I wanted to just have a better understanding about what would happen if I went into different careers. So what would the compensation be? How happy were people in different careers? And I also wanted to understand not just kind of right after MBA, but what happens kind of 5 years down the road? What is the optionality for going down different paths? And so I looked, and the school provides some high-level resources for this where you can compare across industries, but you can't look at specific companies. And Glassdoor isn't specific to MBAs. So I really just felt there was a lack of MBA-specific data in this space. So I kind of just built this product initially for myself to solve this problem, and then it kind of took off from there.
I've talked to many entrepreneurs on Admissions Straight Talk, and many of them just find an unmet need themselves and then create a business to meet their individual need, and they end up with a very successful business. So, okay. Alyssa, this is the question that came to mind when you were first describing Transparent MBA. There are a lot of places pre-MBAs, MBAs, and MBA alumni can go to find job satisfaction and salary data. There's Glassdoor, there's PayScale, just to name two that come immediately to mind. I know you said you were looking for data, but what specific data were you looking for that you couldn't find is basically the question. And is the question should be better directed to you?
I guess because I initially had the need. But basically the problem was that on the school side there's data, but it's very high level and you can't drill down into specific companies. And secondly, it doesn't capture a lot of the metrics that MBAs actually care about. For instance, performance bonus. If you're going into investment banking, performance bonus can be more than 100% of your salary, and that wasn't really captured. So it kind of skewed the statistics. On the companies like PayScale and Glassdoor, there's just when you go there, there's no way to filter by people like you. So MBAs from a certain set of schools, you can't see database on that. So you go to companies that you're looking
looking at, and you have to filter through hundreds and hundreds of job entries and positions that aren't necessarily relevant to you. So there was kind of that mismatch between what's available online and what the schools are providing, and that was kind of the gap we saw.
I see. Now, Kevin, when did Transparent MBA launch, and how many people have contributed data?
Sure. So Transparent MBA launched in, I guess, what you would maybe call an alpha version at the very beginning of this year in 2016, just to boost students. So it was primarily kind of us hustling to get friends on the tool so we could find it useful and kind of get that the data seeded. From there, we launched our first non-boost program, I guess, in February. And since then, it's steadily grown. Now we encompass over 35 schools. We have thousands of users on the platform with over 160,000 data points representing 1,600, actually more than 1,600 companies now. So it's grown really, really rapidly in the past few months.
Well, first of all, congratulations. But that kind of leads to a question when I was learning about this. I mean, on one hand, it's data is great, and obviously with now the, you know, the focus on data analytics and big data, I think there's more and more of a turn to give me data, give me facts, give me research, and I think that's wonderful. But I sometimes think that we're looking at little data like big data. In other words, if you're looking for people who come from healthcare consulting and attended a specific school and got a job at a particular company, isn't that more anecdotal information than actually data? Because you're not going to have that many people.
So I think that's an interesting point. You know, it's funny because when we got into this, most of the way in which this community was making career decisions was off of anecdotal information. So they were having one person give them advice or talking to a friend who had a friend who worked in some industry. And so while you're absolutely right, you know, this data should never just be the only tool maybe that you use to start thinking about opportunities, it should be more than just hearing from one or two people, and that's what we're trying to do, is to empower the user to have as much information as is out there, access at their fingertips to really decide, you know, piecemeal what's going to be most important to them at any given point in time.
Now, I did log in, but I didn't provide enough information to actually get really use the tool. If I'm looking at data, let's say I'm from UCLA, which is my alma mater, and I want information about the UCLA grads with my professional background who've gone into, I don't know, real estate finance, okay? Will I see how many people, I see that, you know, it's 10 people that filled out the form or 50 people or whatever, will I be able to see the years they graduated? Because obviously my experience as a graduate of the class, a very proud graduate of the class of 1979, is not going to be terribly relevant to the class of 2016 or 17.
Yeah, no, definitely. And that's a good point. And actually, we're trying to incorporate all of those things into the product. So right now what happens when you log in is you can compare industries and functions side by side and click into each of those industries and see which companies recruit and how many people they recruit and what they pay, and then look specifically at certain firms to see kind of what the roles are that they hire for and how happy people are there and what the compensation is. But for your example, what you would do is you could say, oh, I'm interested in real estate, and look at the real estate dashboard and see which companies are hiring and how many people they're hiring. Down the road, the plan is to basically enable you to filter based on all the criteria you care about. So what class year the person was, what school they went to, all sorts of different ways to cut the data. Right now it's, you know, comparing across, and we're continuing to enable new tools every day in the platform. So stay tuned for a lot more good stuff.
Okay. Sounds, just going back to Alyssa's point, that even if statistically the data is not quote unquote statistically valid, okay, because the numbers are too small, especially if you slice it really, really narrow, you will provide one location where a lot of at the worst case, a lot of anecdotes will be collected. Is that true? I mean, if you have a lot of data, then you'll have big data. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think our hope is to continue to grow, and you know, at some point to be the one-stop shop for folks for any career path. And until then, is, you know, let us give you as much insight as we can in conjunction with other resources that you're working on.
Right, right. Now, how do you anticipate, and I'm not sure if this is for which, and by the way, you should all feel free to jump in and add to what each other has to say. How do you anticipate pre-MBAs using this data, or do you anticipate it being more useful for MBAs and MBA alumni, those MBA applicants?
Yeah, that's a great question. And actually right now, pre-MBAs can get access to the data through our prospective user portal. And so right now, I think they are using it to compare kind of what their opportunities are going to be like post-MBA, for if they're thinking about getting an MBA and thinking about what they're going to recruit for. I think in the future, actually, they might even use it to compare schools potentially when that data is made available. So I think there's a lot of need on the prospective user side on just understanding what their options are going to be. And in the future, we also want alumni to be able to use the tool to kind of benchmark themselves against their peers who have graduated in their in a similar band of years. And so we really want to capture the entire MBA ecosystem and really see a lot of value for prospectives, current, and alumni.
Okay, great. Now, Mitch, what role did Booth play in the founding of Transparent MBA?
I think it played a pretty massive role, actually, in a few different ways. The first and foremost is I took a class called Application Development that was offered by Booth, which is actually a technology class in actual coding and building web applications. And so that actually enabled me to have the skills in order to build the platform. And I think that's a pretty big differentiator that I'm not sure all schools are offering right now. So that was great. And then the second way is, you know, actually connecting me to my co-founders like Alyssa and Kevin, who have been a massive help and invaluable to the business and getting it up and running. And then through programs like the New Venture Challenge, which are helping us think through the business and connecting us with mentors that are helping us think about scaling and answering the big questions about our strategy and what we're doing. So I think it kind of spans the gamut of different ways it's helped, but in really a lot of different ways.
Can you discuss for a minute your experience, I guess today, I know you're in the middle of it, with the New Venture competition?
Yeah, so it's been a whirlwind. I think we're all working so hard because it is a fierce competition. There's 30 great teams in it, and 10 make the finals and one ultimately wins. So what we've been doing is, you know, it's a lot of pitching to investors and getting feedback from investors and business professionals in the area. And they really push us to think much harder about everything that we're doing. And it's been really challenging, but a great learning opportunity and a lot of fun as well.
And what stage are you at now?
Our second pitch is in 2 weeks on the 23rd, which will decide whether or not we make the finals, which are on June 2nd. And then at the finals, we will compete to win the first place prize, which I think is around $70,000 in funding. So we are working tirelessly and very hard to win this competition, and it's only got a few weeks left, but we're looking forward to it.
And at the moment, I assume, do you have any investors in Transparent MBA, or is it self-funded?
Right now, it is completely bootstrapped and self-funded. But we are starting to have conversations with investors, so
fantastic.
Trying to kick off that process.
And would you be comfortable discussing how you ultimately intend to get revenue from it and monetize it? Or do you not want to discuss it? If you don't want to discuss it, you don't have to.
Yeah, no, I think we're happy to discuss it. You know, right now we're pretty laser focused on the user side, and it's really important for us to not only acquire users, but also provide an amazing user experience. But we have, you know, actually had some organizations come to us proactively who really have pain points around accessing this community, as well as better understanding kind of data benchmarking. So there's corporations who recruit, who want to better understand if their offer is competitive compared to their peer set. So there's a lot of opportunity, I think, you know, to match the supply and demand to make sure that, you know, the right users are finding the right jobs with the right corporations And then within those corporations, that the energy they're expending is very targeted towards people who are going to find, you know, their roles and their job opportunities to be fruitful. So we've had some really interesting discussions, and, you know, we imagine this is where, you know, the monetization strategy will happen, but we are first and foremost a company focused around our users.
Okay. Now let's turn to your experience as Booth MBAs and your experience at Booth specifically. Mitch and Alyssa, you're graduating very soon. Am I correct? I think you're graduating.
Yeah,
very, very soon, right? May, June, whatever. Congratulations.
Yep. Thank you.
Kevin, you have another year to go. For all of you, has Booth met or exceeded your expectations? And if so, how so? Kevin, you want to start with that one?
Sure thing. So as you mentioned, I'm a first year, and that actually is interesting because it leads into my answer to your question, which is what I love about Booth most and what exceeded my expectations is the flexibility. Because of this business and the way that it's kind of taken off for us in the past 4 months, I've decided to decelerate, which is something that's fairly neat to Booth in the sense that I'm basically converting to a part-time student, and I'm going to be working full-time on Transparent MBA. So the flexibility, not just from that, but the flexibility of curriculum as far as not coming to campus right away and getting past just the financial accounting 101 and getting into really, really meaty classes my first year has been amazing. And then second, the people are just incredibly high octane here, and I really, really appreciate that. I've learned so much and grown so much in the past year, more so than all my years at Gallup combined. So it's been great.
Great.
Yeah, I think the only thing that I'll add maybe from a second-year perspective looking back is, you know, I think Booth met my expectations in terms of everything I thought business school would be, you know, the amazing professors, the amazing network, the people I would get exposed to. But the one thing I feel like it really gave me that I've never expected was it really teaches you to dream bigger. It teaches you to think well beyond what you thought you could be capable of, what you thought you could accomplish, and just go, you know, bigger than that and better than that. And it's been, you know, an amazing push and an amazing driver for motivation.
Yeah, I think they pretty much nailed it with all those comments. I think one, just in general, I think it relates to that is, I think Booth just is a very open community where you have the ability to really pursue what you're interested in and have the resources to really take it from kind of you thinking of an idea all the way to a company or whatever it may be. And I've just been amazed by how supportive everyone is in the community, from the students to the professors to the administration, and it's really enabled, I think, all of us to accomplish way more in our time here than we thought we would even be possible. So it's been an amazing experience.
Now, I think all of you were working in corporate positions before you got to Booth. Did you intend to go into an entrepreneurial direction?
I think for all of us, we had a little bit of that bug. Even though we were in corporate, we were always sort of interested in this space, whether through venture capital or through entrepreneurship. And I think it was kind of only a matter of time that something would pop up for each and every one of us that would get us excited and into it. I know Kevin's been pursuing it and worked for some startups this summer. He can talk more about that. But I think all of us were kind of had an entrepreneurial spirit coming in.
Yeah, I was going to say totally true. I came back to school specifically to figure out whether I wanted to be a founder on board at an early stage startup or kind of a growth business development type person in a late stage startup. So I kind of came in trying to evaluate that very question, and obviously I'm very happy with how it's gone.
Great. Now, Mitch and Alyssa, are you planning to work full time for Transparent MBA upon graduation, or are you have some other plans?
So we're evaluating all that as we speak, basically through this competition and the fundraising process. We're trying to focus and build this into the one-stop shop for MBA data and recruiting. And so that is the goal.
Okay, great.
And I'm actually, I'll be transitioning into the venture capital side, but the hope is that I essentially stay on in a part-time and advisory role and then also as an investor.
All right. And then I guess, Kevin, you're going to be working you're going to be working full time and going to school part time. So that will be the what happens. So you're not doing an internship,
right?
Am I correct?
No, that's correct. So I'll be going full time with Transparent MBA, and then just the school will become like an evening program for me.
Okay, getting back to your booth experience, is there anything there that you think about it that you wish was different or could be better?
More time.
Yeah. More than 24 hours a day.
Yeah, that's
right. There's just so many opportunities to take advantage of, and there's so many people to meet who are above and beyond willing to help and give advice and guidance and introductions. And we'll be sad to go. I think we're excited for the next chapter, but it's been such an amazing experience, and we really owe a lot to this.
Okay. Now, is there any, were the professors helpful to you in getting Transparent MBA off the ground? And if so, can you give us a story, anecdote?
Yeah, I think, the entrepreneurship professors here at Booth are unbelievable in how much time they spend with us. So a few of them, Professor Mark Tevi, Professor Steve Kaplan, Professor Ira Weiss, Professor Waverly Deutsch, I'm sure I'm missing more. They meet with us on a weekly basis. They give us advice on the business. They give us advice on our pitch deck. They introduce us to their personal network. And, they have not only just treated us like students, but actually treated us as, mentees and as friends, and really have embraced what we're doing and encouraged us to pursue these opportunities.
Okay. Was there any point in the launch of Transparent MBA where you thought, this is not going to work? I'm just going to.
Yeah, it kind of was the opposite situation where I thought it wasn't going to be anything when I started it. I was just sort of like, I'm going to build this because I want it. But, maybe people aren't going to find it interesting. And then after I built it, I opened it up to the Booth community. And within 2 weeks, we had 60% of Booth on the platform. So it kind of was the opposite, that I didn't think it was going to work at first, and then it far exceeded my expectations. So that was a pleasant surprise.
What are you, this is for mostly Alyssa and Mitch, what are you going to miss about your MBA experience, your Booth experience, let's put it that way?
Oh, I think hanging out with friends at 2 p.m.
Right, my lifestyle right now.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that you are constantly surrounded by smart, driven, fun people. In school, we live in the same building as a lot of our peers, and we have just events with these people. I mean, we're constantly with them, and it's going to be a weird shift to leave kind of such a strong network of like-minded individuals.
Okay. And do you have any advice for MBA applicants contemplating an application in 2016-17 to Booth specifically? Since we're all
I have some advice, Kevin. I've been silent for the tearful leaving MBA comment because I'm still here for a couple more years. But for this one, I definitely have some advice. And that would be just have a plan, work your plan, and don't try not to deviate from the plan. It's really tempting to once you get accepted or once you get on, to kind of look around you and have that, a little bit of that herd mentality, like, oh, everyone's applying for these consulting jobs at these prestigious firms, or everyone's applying for these fancy investment banking jobs. And it's easy to kind of get caught up in that, a lot easier than most people think. So I would just encourage all applicants and people who are lucky enough to be accepted to these great programs to really consider what they want out of their MBA, and not be kind of swayed by that herd mentality. I've seen it happen a lot here. Not that it's entirely a bad thing, but I would just encourage you to stick to your plan.
Keep your training.
Great advice. Mitch or Alyssa, do you have anything else to add? Oh, I'm not sure if that was Mitch or if that was Kevin, but you said it was Kevin, so Mitch or Alyssa.
Yeah, it was Kevin. I think similarly, every decision you make, whether it's the business school you're going to or the job after business school, is a very personal decision. And it's easy to, hear a lot of different things about what other people want to do. But But I think every person's situation is completely different, and they know it best. And I think understanding your own personal reasons and motivations, don't lose sight of that, and don't just kind of do things because, again, the herd is doing it. But, yeah, just know who you are and what you want and stick to that.
Yeah, I think mine is just dream bigger. You can do way more than you think you can. And, you know, keep reminding yourself of that, because it's easy to be surrounded by incredibly talented people all the time and maybe lose sight of that and know that, you know, you are one of those talented people and that you can do, you know, anything you really set your mind to.
Okay. Is there any, and we've covered a lot of ground in the last 30 minutes or so. Is there anything that you would have liked me to ask you? This is for any of you, all of you.
Yeah, I guess one thing is kind of the vision of what we want to show beyond what we're doing right now, which
right.
is right now,
but,
you know, great.
Where do you see yourself taking Transparent MBA?
Yeah, that's it. So basically what we see is there's all the offerings right now don't allow you to really understand entire career path. And what we want to do is to create a map of every career in America, and to be able to show that to users. So they actually say, oh, if I go to McKinsey, how long will I be there on average? Where do people go after McKinsey, and how does that compare to other firms? How does my compensation and satisfaction change based on the decisions I make? And basically a kind of entire career decision-making tool that's not so short-term focused, but actually encompasses the entire long-term decision-making of an entire career. So we want to, that's the big dream.
Wow. That's a pretty impressive dream. And will you do it outside the business world also, or are you planning to stick mostly to the business world?
I think in the near term, we're trying to perfect the model in the business world and kind of stay laser focused on that, because we think there's a big need there, and that's what we know. Longer term, kind of open to moving into other places with a similar need.
Okay. Anybody else have any questions they wish I would have asked? Not now. Okay. Okay, Mitch, Alyssa, and Kevin, I want to thank you so much for joining me today. I really enjoyed talking to you and learning about Transparent MBA, as well as about your Booth MBA experiences. Where can listeners learn more about Transparent MBA?
You can go to www.transparentmba.com.
Okay, sounds good and easy to remember, and we'll include a link in the show notes at exceda.com/158. Listener, thanks for tuning in to this, our 158th episode. If you found this show worthwhile, please make sure you don't miss any others. Subscribe through your favorite podcatcher. We have subscribe links in the show notes, exceda.com/158. This is Admissions Straight Talk, produced by Accepted, and I'm your host, Linda Abraham. I'll talk to you again next week.
Our theme music is provided by podcastthemes.com.